Welcome to Shul Machshov on the Daf, Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishbas, Haim Yaakov Shalom, Lea Pasitzchok. We're holding Bo Basra Daf Nun Gimel. The Gemara in Amud Aleph brings, for the first time in the Masechta, the concept of Man Diyoiv Matono Be'ain Yofa Yoiv. Someone who gives a gift, he gives it Be'ain Yofa, gives it with a good eye, he's giving more, he's giving it with no reservations. A lot of Machshov and Chassidus are written in this concept, and we'll bring here two Nikudus. The good number one is what's brought down the Bnei Yisachar in Marmer Chodesh Tishri Marmer Yud Oischov Beis. The Bnei Yisachar brings the Gemara that says in Brachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gave to Am Yisrael the Torah, he's different than any other seller. Any other seller gives a Torah and he said, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was happy because he said, Ki lekach toiv nasati lachem Torah se'al ta'azoivu. So he asked the Bnei Yisachar two questions. First of all, what does it say over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy? Second, it says nosati lechem, lo shel matana. That's not mechira. How you compare HaKadosh Baruch Hu to a moicher? So he answers, because really the pasuk of Torah is contradicting itself. In one hand it says ki lekach toiv lo shel lekicha, buying, and then it says nosati lechem lo shel matana. Is it a mechira or is it a matana? But the answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah for mechira because we are doing the avodah. Is the avoid of the other Sekdoshim Avraham Mitzrayim Yaakov, because we went through Mitzrayim, that's where we get the Torah. We, so to speak, purchased the Torah. And that's why he continues on and says later, that Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shemaim, and he took, says, Lakachta Matonics. What about Soini Matonis Yiche? The answer is not really a Maton, it's really a sale of the Torah. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving it Be Derech Matono Be'ayin Yofa. He's giving it as a present, similar to what we saw earlier regarding a husband who gives his wife. He gives her a matana, but he writes Loshen Mechira Lihapos as Koicho. So here it's the opposite. It's a Mechira, but you're using matana to make it better, to make it Be'ayin Yofa. And with that, he explains the question we once spoke about in the Shirim over here, that we have it in the Bar Mitzvah. The Malachim says the Torah belongs to us for Bar Mitzvah. So we say it's not Bar Mitzvah because it's a matana. Ki lekach tov nasati lechem, it's mechira, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving it as a matano behind yofo. That shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy to give it to us. Another beautiful word is brought down in the Sefer HaTorah L'Rosh Tzadik, which is by Rav Yaakov Tzvi Miparisoiv, the grandson of the Yehudi HaKadosh. And there is brought down the following idea. We know that the avoido here in the world is to be miyached Shem Havaya with Shem Adnos. Shem Havaya is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Adnos is the way we are able to pronounce it. We're the way we are able to connect to it. So our avodah the whole time is Yudke Vavke together with Adnos. What is the gematria, the numeric value of Yudke Vavke with Adnos? It's gematria of Tzadik Aleph 91. Which, by the way, that's, everybody knows it, that Sukkah is also gematria 91, connected these two names together. So he brings that the Rebbe of Rupshitz used to say when he was young in Chasanas, he says when it says Hazivu Yale Yofe, what's Davka Yale Yofe? Yale Yofe, Yofe refers to until Bi'as HaMashiach. Why? So it's based on Arizal. Arizal says in Zechariah, it says in the Pasuk, Bayoimu Yiye Hashem Echod Shmo Echod. Says Arizal, what does it mean? Today the name of Hashem is Yud Kei, and then a Vav, and then a Hei. The Yud-Kei refers to the Elyonim, to Shemaim. And the Vav and the Hei is the way it's revealed down the world. The way it's revealed down the world is not exactly the same the way it's up there in Shemaim. It's Yud-Kei up there, Vav and Hei down here. But Lasid Lavoi, the way it's revealed down here and the way it's up there will be the same. So the name of Hashem will change from Yud-Kei Vav-Kei to Yud-Kei Yud-Kei. That's what the pasuk says, "Bayomu yiye yiye yudkei yudkei Hashem 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 will turn to be yudkei yudkei." So he says like this: if you change the yudkei vavkei to be yudkei yudkei, and you do the gematria of yudkei yudkei and adnos, it turns from being 91 to 95. Because instead of vav, which is 6, you make yud, which is 10. So the gematria instead of being 91 is 95. That is the gematria of Yofe. Zivugim Yale Yofe. Yofe. 95. The gematria of Yudke, Yudke, and Adnos. To say, we're saying the Zivug should go until Yemois HaMashiach. So he says, Imele, that's the Pshat over here as well. That whoever gives a matono, Be'an Yofa Noisen. Mi'akush Baruch Hu gives a gift to Adam. He wants the gift to remain with him until the time of Mashiach. He's giving Ba'ayin Yofo. Yofo Gimatria 95. The time of Mashiach when Yudke Yudke connects to Agnos. And I saw in the Sefer Rosh Yehoshua, he adds to it, that the Gematria Man Di Yoy Matono, Man is 91. So the reference is like this, Man Di Yoy Matono, when you give Matono today, in this Oilom Azeh, which is Yudke Vovke and Agnos 91, Behind Yafa Yoiv, Hashem is giving with Ayin, looking to the Yafa, looking to the Moisa Mashiach, where it's Gabi 95, so the Matono will exist forever. Beautiful Chassidish Shavari that connects to our Sugya. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shavah email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.